This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Molly, we can't leave without addressing changes in the Democratic Party. A new head of the Democratic National Committee. What does it mean?
Well, it means that the Democratic establishment has won again, just like they did when Hillary Clinton won the primary.
And that worked out really well.
Yeah. And it worked out so well for them. But, you know, I mean, the Democrats are powerless to a historic extent, right? They have so little power in the states, in state legislatures, governorships, in the House and the Senate, and, of course, the presidency. And so this is a party that is grappling with deep divisions and trying to figure out a way forward, both politically, how they can win again, and also in terms of, on a basic philosophical level, what the party stands for. You had Tom Perez, seen as the establishment candidate backed by the Clinton and Obama wings of the party, and Keith Ellison, who was Bernie Sanders' candidate. And these are, of course, rough approximations, and there are a lot of nuances. The interesting thing to me was when Tom Perez, the establishment candidate, won the DNC race, and they made Keith Ellison a vice chair, brought him on stage together, said, let's all have party unity, and the progressive movement was not having it. Bernie Sanders tweeted about it, and numerous progressive groups expressed a lot of discontent. So these divisions can't be papered over.
You know, it's interesting. You know, when you bring these diverse parts together and you're thinking, Scott, you're thinking, well, you know, this could make sense. You know what we'll do? A nice little compromise. We'll have Tom Perez and Keith Ellison. But it's like they don't go together like peas and carrots, do they? There's just a bit of a clash here. So, you know, this is something for them to work out. And again, it just it just reinforces just how discombobulated the Democratic Party is. I mean, this is on CBS, and for them to address it this way is quite, you know, quite revealing. And you might, you know, when I was hearing this and I saw this, I thought, well, you know, is the Trump effect, you know, reverberating into the consciousness of the mainstream media that heretofore has been, you know, just so anti-Trump and maybe even so anti what some would call, you know, legitimate journalistic principles, that maybe they're starting to realize and reevaluate what it is that they're putting out there, that the curtain has been pulled back on their bias. And, you know, maybe they're checking themselves a little bit. And if they are, you know, good for them, because I think that's what we need. We need a media that will hold power accountable, not to go in and support and across the line and start presenting, your own wishes and your own biases. And this is the problem that Donald Trump has had. He's called him on it. And, you know, and it's not only Donald Trump, but there are millions of people across this country. I mean, they just kind of just tuned out, said, OK, I'm just going to get my news somewhere else. You know, as we've talked about before in the show, you know, when I was growing up, and gosh, even up until about maybe the mid 80s, you're probably looking at, you know, the media, the networks, the three major networks controlling about 85% of the viewing audience. And now it's less than 50%. So what does that tell you? Yes, there's more options available, but it's also, you know, if people are enjoying and they're benefiting from what it is you're presenting, they're going to stay with you. But, you know, they're voting with their remotes and their channel clickers and saying, hey, look, I don't want a part of it. Or they're just not subscribing to the publications any longer. So there's proof in that, in those clear instances, and it's up for them to decide. And even with the Democratic Party with them, look at how many crossed over on the Trump side, because they saw what was happening was the Democratic Party was not going to take them, you know, to the promised land, so to speak. And here they are with Tom Perez. And as Molly Ball pointed out, this is just, you know, I think was a safe vote for them. I mean, he was just one short even on the first vote cast. He was only one short of having the majority, but it took a little bit more time, and eventually he comes out as the eventual winner and the head of the DNC. And does he have his hands full? We'll see. This is Bill Martinez. We're live from Orlando. Good.
You're 85 or younger. Would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, gee, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, coming at you in over 280 sources across this country for you and around the world via shortwave. Welcome. Good to have you along with us just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're coming to you live from Orlando, Florida, where we're here at Proclaim 17 NRB International Christian Media Convention. And fortunately, you know, we're into serendipity. And Dwayne Ross happened to be walking by, and there was an opportunity here. And Dwayne has written a book on Proverbs, and I've always appreciated the book of Proverbs. You know, Psalms, you know, connects us with God on that level, on a vertical level, you know, bottom up. And Proverbs is that horizontal connection that we have with our fellow man as we journey through life. And, you know, what Dwayne is presenting for us in this book is wisdom has a call, doesn't it, Dwayne?
It certainly does have a call, and thank you, Bill, for allowing me to jump on.
Oh, man, this is great.
I appreciate that. But, yeah, absolutely, wisdom does have a call, and a matter of fact, Proverbs says wisdom stands in the streets and yes. calls out, saying, please, come to me, right. and I'll make you wise.
And at a time when this country is so discombobulated, in chaos, we were having a conversation with Tom Phillips from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association earlier, and we talked about how America has lost its moorings. I say the even for that matter, has lost its moorings. You know,
right,
as in the book of Proverbs, it says, people without, you know, without vision will perish or cast off restraint. Uh-huh. That casting off restraint is the unanchoring of those moral principles that we need to hold to that are consistent as the law of gravity, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a matter of fact, Proverbs 29 and 12 says, if a ruler pays attention to liars, all of his advisors are going to be wicked.
Exactly.
And I think we have seen that in the past, and unfortunately we may still see that in the future. But I think it's certainly important for us who we put in the office.
Right.
And Proverbs helps identify who we need in office, the type of person we need in office.
Well, Dwayne, part of the challenge we've had with our language is that, you know, the term liars is just kind of put out there.
Yeah.
And people, you know, it's almost they become immune to what it means. But when you really stop and have, you know, the Bible repeatedly throughout it says, Selah, it's that pause moment that we need to have. If we can pause just a moment and consider what a liar is and what kind of infection a liar puts into the consciousness of our culture.
Right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. And you're absolutely correct in that we don't hardly know who is lying anymore. We don't know whether to trust media. We don't know whether to trust the government official putting out the words. Proverbs 2 and 12 says that wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. And I think that is the culture in which we are trying to manipulate ourselves through right now, mm-hmm. is a culture of twisted words.
Right.
And we really need to be able to tie down. And I feel, obviously, since I wrote the book, I feel understanding Proverbs and understanding who God is and what God expects will help us to weed our way through truth versus untruth. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what we have is twisted. It's a little bit of truth with a little bit of untruth, and it's all wound up and twisted together.
Well, it's a time for us to renew our mind.
Absolutely.
And we know whenever we can be in the Word of God, it is that opportunity for us to, you know, check the panels, you know, the circuitry of our mindset, of how we're looking at things, how casual we are about the words. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs, a word aptly spoken, the power of an aptly spoken word. It is that opportune word that goes out there, that is that seed, that nugget that you need in your spirit to reinforce what God's doing in your life.
Yeah.
And go figure. God, in his own divine nature, says, Dwayne, I'm going to use you to speak into Bill's life, or Bill to speak into Wayne's life. And this is this one nugget that he needs to have for that moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is God good or what?
It is beautiful. And that is what we need to understand, is God wants us to be wise. The gospel is about making heaven. Absolutely. But he also wants us to live a wise and an understanding life down here. And he's given us a whole book to help us to do that. And so many times we don't always understand that is God's purpose for us to be wise down here. And so in my book, I have it in categorized by theme, but I also have it side by side with the King James Version and the New Living Testament, so that we get a modern language. But it's still anchored down into that old time, because I'm a King James man.
Right, right. That's okay. Yeah.
But we need it in a modern language, because we're living in this generation who needs to be able to untwist and to understand.
And I don't want you to think that the other version is a politically correct version, okay? This is only to help you understand, so don't go off the rails on me here, all right?
There's nothing. And that's the beautiful thing about politics. Not politics, Proverbs.
Yes.
It doesn't come down on any political line. It just comes down on truth.
Mm-hmm. And you know, so let me ask you, which probably should have been the first question, you know, why did you write the book?
Actually, I wrote the book because growing up as a father, I was trying to impart wisdom onto my sons and daughters, and don't know that I was doing the best job. But then I realized Proverbs has all of the wisdom that these kids need to make it in life.
That's right.
And so in trying to use Proverbs, I had to go, it has a lot of wisdom scattered, just hit and miss. And so I wanted to try to compile it all together. Josh McDowell put out a Bible, and he had it in this New Living Testament. And when I started reading that, I was like, wow, now this is something my kids can understand.
Right.
And so that's what kind of tied me into the New Living Testament with this book.
Now, as you're going through the process, you know, which always is the case, I always find that God has us write books or teach something that we need to learn more ourselves, you know.
Thank you for that.
Hey, I've been there, done that. You know, I got the T-shirt, let me tell you. And so time and again, you know, you think you're all wise and everything, and then you go back and go, wow, I need this. And so you just keep pulling back the onion skin, and more is revealed to you. How did this change you?
It really changed my concept of what God desires out of a Christian. Mm-hmm. One of the key verses that really stood out in my mind was Proverbs 19:17. It says, if you help the poor, you're lending to the Lord, and he will repay you.
Mm.
That verse just stood out like, wow, how awesome is that to be able to give God a loan? There's no better loan to give.
Right.
And so every time you pass somebody on the street who's asking for help, you know, being able to give to the poor, you're giving to the Lord. He's going to pay it back.
Yeah, but that poor has more dimension to it,
it
right?
It sure does.
The
it
poor
sure
in
does.
Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you give someone the food of the word, what does that do?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the application is abounding. And this is the thing about our God, which makes him so good, is that we can't put him in a box, thank God. And there's so much more available. Again, your book available at all the usual places?
Yes, you can go to, it's not on Amazon yet. Ingram will have it on Amazon here in a couple
of
weeks.
And we'll link it our website, because we're out of time right now.
Lessee of the Belaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, I'm free. Free falling. You don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me.
Hey!
Live.
Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. But we've got added information to share with you when it comes to Straight Talk. And it's with the wildly funny actress, writer, stand-up comedian, Natasha Leggero. She is partnering with Straight Talk Wireless, a no-contract wireless service, to give the online world a dose of Straight Talk by sharing her tips on the smartest, sharpest, most charming ways to improve online conversation to ensure we're all reading and writing content worthy of our smartphone data. Now, she's one of Hollywood's in-demand personalities who's garnered attention across film, TV, and the web, currently filming the third season of Another Period on Comedy Central, a show she created, writes for, produces, stars. I mean, she does everything. I think she even brings donuts there, too. I mean, she does it all. And, of course, she does this alongside other fellow comedians. She's also filming the second season of Showtime's original comedy series, Dice, which she co-stars with Andrew Dice Clay. Both series are set to premiere later this year. Natasha, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
I hope you don't mind me bragging on you a little bit. I mean, what a great career you've enjoyed and how it's taken off. I mean, it is a good thing, and I'm glad that you could come on with us.
I feel very fortunate. It was nice to hear you say all that stuff. It made me feel good.
Well, excellent. Well, Natasha, we want to give the online world a dose of Straight Talk, and you've got some great tips to share on the smartest, sharpest, and most charming ways to improve our online conversation. So what are your biggest pet peeves when it comes to social media and online content?
Oh, God, I have so many. Yes. I'd say right now on Instagram, it's pretty annoying. Like, first of all, yesterday was Valentine's Day, and there were so many posts of people's lovers, like all my cool friends, these cool comedians, everyone's all of a sudden posting these sappy pictures of their loved ones. I don't think it was that bad last year. It was just, like, completely oversharing, I thought.
Yeah, I think people are learning more how to use the system and getting carried away with it, right?
Exactly. Another bad one that I've seen right now is workout posts. A lot of celebrities on Instagram are posting these workout pictures. They're in full hair and makeup. I don't even know how they get these angles. Like, they're clearly stopping their workout and asking their trainer to take a picture of their butt. Did you see Mariah Carey posted one the other day? She's in fishnet stockings, high heels on a Stairmaster. Of course, Mariah's on a Stairmaster.
Right, right.
And she's just sort of looking back, like, oh my God, how did you get this picture of my butt? So, those are pretty annoying, I think.
Yeah, maybe because you hung it out there, but, just saying, right?
Right. So I've actually teamed up with Straight Talk to create some videos. You can see them on their YouTube channel, Straight Talk's YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. And Straight Talk, of course, has some great ideas for us to understand. And, of course, what you're sharing with us today. What is the best way to share good content?
I mean, go to Straight Talk. You see that they have no contracts. They offer nationwide coverage on America's best networks, and they offer great data plans.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of good content, we talked about your pet peeves. What kind of tweets and social media, content are you seeing out there? You're saying, wow, this is clever. This is good stuff. I mean, I used to have an old boss in radio that and I hold to this very day. He says that whenever you communicate, you want to elicit a positive emotional response. In other words, you want the person that's receiving the communication to say, you know what, I'm glad you shared that with me.
Wow, that's such a... I think that maybe there was a different president when your boss said that.
Yes. Well, it was wise. He's probably one of the best program directors I ever worked under in my whole life. His name is Chuck Blore, based out of Los Angeles to this day. Brilliant, brilliant man. And like I said, I've held on to that quote, and I've used it not only in aspects of radio communication, but in relationships and in other areas of my journey in this life, because I think it's just, like you say, it's one of those profound statements that has a tremendous amount of application.
You always want to leave people with a positive experience.
Yeah, and the thing is that here we are, as you know, Natasha, this information age that we live in. We have been reduced and conditioned for a long time. As you know, in TV, it's the 8-second soundbite. Twitterverse, it's 140 characters. I mean, we are the microwave generation, aren't we?
I know, it's changing fast.
Well, you know, and so what it is that you communicate has to be something that you, I think you stop to think, you know, just like with you, when you're writing a series, you're thinking about what the object of your affection is. I mean, your audience, what do you think that they want to hear? And shouldn't that be the same way that we approach these messages that we send out there?
Absolutely. I think your boss was very wise, and I think that's a very nice thing to try to keep in mind in this age where, you know, there is a lot of negativity online.
Well, and that's the thing, the opportunity. What balances out negativity is positivity, and we have to give place to that. But if we're going to be so emotionally hung up in the negative, I mean, how does that serve us after all, other than maybe just setting up a contrast so that when somebody says something of value, that it just stands out that much more? I'm not sure, Natasha. What do you think?
I think you just have to keep putting it out there and keep being positive and, you know, just try to do exactly what you're saying, not get sucked into the negative news loop and the negative, you know, post.
Yeah, there's plenty of that out there already. Why can't we make, be the difference generation that balances out this, this negative perspective that's out there that seems to be prevailing? Because I'm not sure if any good comes out of it, at least in my lifetime and experience. And you know, in your business, that you've got to hold to a higher standard. You got to encourage people. You got to bless them, and I say you got to add to their day. You know, I used to say before, when I was an executive director of a private school, when people would come in and want to complain, I say, okay, before we start this session, are you going to add or take away from my day, you know?
Oh, that's a good thing to say, yes.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, people don't always know if they think they're making you happy with a picture of their butt. And yes, yeah, it does make some people happy, but in general, it annoys people. So yeah, I guess you just have to try to be yourself and not annoy people too much. And
yeah, I guess if your butt is less than, you're happy to see that picture of their butt, right?
Exactly.
Just saying, if I can say that. Well, you've got some exciting projects come up. As we wrap things up, Natasha, update everybody on these projects that you're working on.
I have another period, season 3, coming out this summer on Comedy Central. It's a reality show, fake reality show that takes place in the Gilded Age, and we have so many great comedians in our cast. And I'm also on season 2 of Dice on Showtime with Andrew Dice Clay. Wow. And I will be doing a tour with my husband, Moshe Kasher, who is also a comedian. And it's called The Honeymoon Tour. We just got married.
Oh,
and
wow,
we're going
congratulations.
To only... Thank you. And we're going to the most glamorous destinations in America. So you'll have to, hopefully, if you're not living in one of these destinations, make a road trip out of it. Come here with your loved ones.
What a great way to extend your honeymoon. Just keep that honeymoon going on. Okay, one final question. We got 5 seconds. Where can they go for more information?
More information on Straight Talk, go to the YouTube channel. And more information on me, go to Twitter. Natasha Leggero at Twitter.
And she'll make your day, guaranteed. Natasha Leggero on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Natasha.
Bye, Bill.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, for those of you that subscribe to the axiom that ignorance is bliss, I'm going to give you a warning here, okay? You may not want to listen to this next conversation that we have from with Danielle DiMartino Booth. She is a, I guess you could say, an insider who is pulling back the curtain on the Federal Reserve. Okay, you've had a lot of questions about it. You've wondered, hey, what is it? All we know is that there seems to be something fishy. Congress cannot seem to get any kind of accounting for what it is that they do. You hear Rand Paul and Ron Paul occasionally talk about the Fed, occasionally, and then President Obama will, you know, fired off. I don't know if you caught note of this, but he fired off a salvo over the bow of Rand Paul's boat when Rand Paul started talking about the Fed. And interestingly enough, Rand Paul seemed to grow quiet. But our next guest is not going quiet at all. The questions that you've had for a long time are laid out in her new book called Fed Up. It's an insider's take on why the Federal Reserve is bad for America. Danielle DiMartino Booth is with us. Danielle, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And of course, this is before our conversation. Reading, you know, your book was quite disturbing, but it lays it out. But it's answers to questions that many Americans have had for a long time. In fact, I appreciate it right off the bat in your dedication. The way you spelled it out, you said, I dedicate this book to every hardworking American who wakes up in the morning asking themselves, what went wrong?
That's absolutely right. You know, when I sign books, and this is obviously my first rodeo, people ask me, why did you write this book? And I said, because I was obligated to write it. I had to share what I saw and what I learned. But when I write inside the cover and give autographs for the book, I write, don't stop asking the questions until you get the right answers. And I mean that.
Exactly. Well, we know, I mean, if there's ever been a cabal in this country, and the way it's controlled our economy, you could say it's been the Fed, can't you?
You can, but my mission, if you will, is to make sure that everybody can connect the dots to the Fed. They have been since Alan Greenspan took office, they have literally changed the rules of the game as we know them. And I will remind you that these are unelected officials who I say have become as powerful as any branch of the government. I say that they're the fourth branch of the U.S. government, completely out of control, but have so much control over our financial well-being.
Danielle, you say Alan Greenspan, but doesn't this date back to day one with the Fed? I mean, this was all a collusive plan, you know, for them to become the middlemen of our economy.
Well, look, the reasons the Fed came into being are ones that should give us pride in our economy and pride in our standing in the world. J.P. Morgan, after the panic of 1907, in which Casey had to bring a bunch of men together in his parlor so that they could solve the panic as a group of individuals, he said, you know what? We're no longer a developing nation. We're no longer a third world country. We might need to emulate the other countries that came before us that were economic superpowers and have a strong, independent central bank to make sure that when I'm gone and I can no longer put people together in the bring people together to save the economy, that there's an entity that can. So I don't buy into the conspiracy theorists. I've made a few enemies among the conspiracy theorists, but the Fed was brought into being for good and noble reasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so then what happened?
It's completely gone off the reservation. Don't get me wrong.
Right, right. But didn't it matriculate? It started out for good reason, but like anything, when you start missing the mark and there's a breakdown in leadership that doesn't, you know, check the standard and say, are we fulfilling our original mission and intent? And a greed is allowed to take over, and power, boy, power and greed together, they're rather seductive, aren't they?
It's a toxic combination, Bill, and it is what has happened to the institution. If you look back at the original verbiage in the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, it mandated that the President of the United States appoint individuals from a diversity of industries and geographies. Well, last I checked, there's 1,000 PhDs that are either directly employed or contracted and associated with the Federal Reserve, and that does not, I mean, I'm not a PhD. I have a couple of great degrees. But it's being run by academics who are deploying policies that affect every single working American.
Are we back into the you know, I think this is part of the challenge of academics is that they seem to deal, Danielle, and you would know better than this for sure, certainly as it relates to the Fed than I do, but they seem to deal a lot in the theoretical as opposed to practical experience. Is that fair?
Oh, it's extremely fair. I mean, you have to call it what it is. They're dealing with abstractions. But the problem is the actions that they're taking directly affect us. We were not always an economy that revolved around the creation of credit and debt to propel economic growth. But that's what the Federal Reserve's policies have done to us. They've turned us into a nation of people who are highly in debt, companies that are highly in debt, our government that's highly in debt, because they have facilitated and fed this culture of debt.
Have they secured their position all the more, you know, in making making business, making our banks, making our government, making we the people reliant on debt?
Well, they've certainly built a stronghold, if you will, in our culture. And it's not going to be easy to unring the bell. But the opportunity is at hand. The opportunity occurred at 2:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time when Wisconsin fell and gave President Trump the 276 electoral votes he needed to win the election. I'm not making a political statement. But as one reader recently said to me, it's going to take a complete outsider who's not beholden to any lobbyists or special interests to come in and shake things up at the Fed.
Staying away from the conspiratorial, and the temptation is there certainly, but what Donald Trump and others could embark on, and what others have tried in the past in challenging the Fed, has proven to be a bit dangerous. What do you say?
Well,
I'm not saying he should stay away from it.
Well, right. it's the power that you referred to a few minutes ago that should scare the dickens out of any politician, especially a politician who's got some ambitious designs to push through tax cuts, tax reform, to push through infrastructure spending that we know is desperately needed. These things are not free. And the Federal Reserve has the power of interest rates to make things uncomfortable very quickly if the borrowing costs of the country were to go up appreciably from where they are, which is the lowest level in, I don't know, 5,000 years.
Well, you know, Danielle, and you could do the math here. You say appreciably. I mean, even a 0.5% or 1%, right? I mean, you know, this starts to create some serious pain in River City. You know, when you say appreciably, I mean, yes, it could really go over the top. But then at that point, they're kind of, you know, killing the goose that's laying golden eggs here, too, right?
Well, look, they're only going to be able to stray so far from the from their mandate, the Federal Reserve. I mean, if they move too aggressively too quickly, in order to kind of cut the president and the new administration and the new Congress off at the knees, they're going to land right in the soup, and we'll be in recession. And there's nothing they can do to not combat that. That's their job. And he has the power in the meantime to completely reshape the institution because of all the vacancies that were never filled.
Exactly. Well, that's, as you say, when you speak of the opportunity. And when we come back, I want to do, maybe just a real quick primer on the Fed and what it is and what it is not. Okay? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Our conversation with Danielle DiMartino Booth continues. She is an insider, and she's giving us a take on why the Federal Reserve is bad for America.
Senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Hey, the realization of those three things, right? This is what America has been anxious about, is that we're just not realizing the things that our U.S. Constitution has secured for us and said that we should be realizing. And this is why people are antsy. This is why they responded to Donald Trump, because, as he said, what have you got to lose anyway, right? If you're not going to, if you're not realizing the benefits of the Constitution, and this is why the push more and more. Well, we're visiting with Danielle DiMartino Booth. Her book that she has written is Fed Up, an insider's take on why the Federal Reserve is bad for America. Danielle, you said this is your first rodeo, huh?
It absolutely is. You know, I joke with people. I have four children, and, you know, I don't know that I would have had that second child had I not forgotten about having the first one. And so I say that this is my fifth child. But it's certainly the longest gestation period ever. But here we have the book. And,
well,
and you know what? Like I said before, it had to be written. People need to understand. This is not a mysterious institution, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, and as you say, I gotta imagine you're getting some pushback here, Danielle. I mean, you're an insider working there with the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. You were an analyst. You know, what are your old colleagues saying, you know, about this book?
You know, it's interesting you ask that question, because, A, I have not really heard anything from the people I used to work with on the inside. I doubt I'm on any more Christmas card lists. But more importantly, I did hear from an insider, a Dallas Federal Reserve insider, just last night, who emailed to say, and trust me, I was holding my breath before I opened it. I was like, oh, what's this going to say? Who emailed me to say thank you. Thank you so much for saying what was really going on the inside. These are the things I've been observing for so many years, and you had the guts to come out and spell it out. Thank you.
So you're becoming a bit of a whistleblower here, right?
Well, you could call it that. I prefer to think of myself as an educator. Again, mm-hmm. This is not a mysterious institution. I'm not blowing the whistle on anything anybody has done. I'm simply shining a very bright light on it.
Well, you know, I guess maybe I want to believe and hold to the, you know, the idea that people are basically good. They want to be good. And especially when you're working for any kind of, you know, any kind of entity, any organization, this is the way my brain wires. I know some people would say, well, you know, basically people are bad. But I think that, you know, people want to feel like when you're working to an end, an organization, the Federal Reserve. At the end of the day, you want to feel like you went home and you said, hey, I did a good job today, and I can be proud of what I'm doing. And when you have an institution that has lost some moral anchoring, that gets to be problematic. That wakes people up at 3 o'clock in the morning, staring at the ceiling tiles, going, I don't feel good about this. What's wrong, and who can I tell about it? But it's so institutionalized that you have to make a choice. Either you go along to get along, or you go find another job, right?
Well, all of that is true. But I look, again, if you've ever woken up and asked yourself what went wrong, and I think a lot of people have, and they should, because it was never intended that the Federal Reserve become what it has become. When it was first founded, it really was to safeguard the buying value of the U.S. dollar. We call that inflation. Mm-hmm. And in many ways, they make inflation out to be more than it needs to be. It is simply, look, my rent's gone through the roof. Look, it costs me more to fill up my gas tank. I go through a gallon of milk every single day in my home. I can tell you the cost of milk has gone up. But they make inflation out to be this kind of mysterious academic model boogeyman. It's not.
Right.
And in addition to that, in 1977, Bill, they increased the Fed's mandate. They doubled the Fed's job, so to speak, to not just include safeguarding the buying power of the U.S. dollar, but also to maximize the number of people who are out there working. Well, guess what? I think if there's anything we've learned over the past few years, it's that that's probably not the best job for the Federal Reserve, because they really only have one tool, and that's interest rates. So I think it's time that the Congress, and these things take an act of Congress. This is great. We've got a Congress that's got one party. We can pass legislation. I think it's time to roll that back and to go back to being just an institution that safeguards the U.S. dollar.
Yeah. Do they understand that that's a problem? I mean, basically, that's what Newt Gingrich would refer to as social engineering, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is when you have a bunch of academics who have never made a payroll making the decisions and trying to craft policy. Mm-hmm. I would say that is definitely engineering, social engineering, of course. I would have to agree with it. Look, it's the private sector's job. At last I checked, we're still in the United States of America. It is the job of the private sector to maximize employment.
Yeah, and I think what Donald Trump is trying to do, and he's bringing to bear here, is contra what's happened over the previous years, where there has been that social engineering and an overreach by the federal government. I mean, the free enterprise system, it is amazing how the free market heals itself. I've maintained that even after the bubble bust in 08-09, where people lost trillions of dollars in home values overnight, nobody went to jail. It was just unconscionable. And, but I still maintain that had the government allowed the free market to heal itself, we'd be further down the road than we are right now.
We certainly would be. Look, there's something that is so circular about talking about, boy, had the Fed not decided to unleash unconventional monetary policy the same way that Japan did years ago, boy, would we have been in the soup. It would have been the second Great Depression. Well, guess what? It was Fed policies that brought about the housing bubble and the subsequent housing crisis and the great financial crisis to begin with. So they were cleaning up a mess of their own making. So, yes.
Sorry,
go ahead.
No, I was just, you just said something here. I mean, in terms, you're the first one that I've heard say it is of the Fed's doing. How has the Fed been able to escape any culpability on this?
Nobody's ever demanded an explanation. And our feckless politicians have been all too willing to go along. Of course it sounds good that every single American should own a home. Well, it's not that owning a home is not a noble goal for every household to aspire to in time when it can be afforded, as opposed to buying more than you can own and eventually ending up in the equivalent of a debtor's prison and foreclosure. But nobody has shined a bright light on these people. We have too many supervisors for the banking system. We didn't see any perp walks like we did with the Keating Five. And it ended up sowing the seeds of a deep level of dissatisfaction and anger in this country that have obviously resulted in what we've just come through. The rise of Bernie Sanders on one side and clearly the election of Donald Trump on the other. People are upset, and they're rightly upset. We are not supposed to be a nation of indentured servants.
How do we get to the truth on this, Danielle? Your book goes a long way. And I started out this segment, and I wanted you to give everybody just a real quick, you said, simple academic understanding of what the Fed does, what it's supposed to do, and the problem areas that it's in right now.
Well, the Fed, as I mentioned earlier, is supposed to make sure that that dollar in our wallet doesn't lose its buying power at the most fundamental level. But again, in 1977, the Fed's job was expanded to include maximizing the number of people who are out there in the workforce. And then, as a factor of time, it's kind of crept into making sure that nothing upsets the apple cart in the financial markets. So people in the stock market, people on Wall Street, we've got your back. It's called financial stability. They're two fancy words that mean keeping a floor under investor losses. So you can start to see how mission creep has corrupted the institution. And it's pretty simple, a good way to get back, and that's simply to reduce their mandate and to take it upon ourselves to get one regulator for the banking system and hire people who can actually stay in front of those on Wall Street instead of the other way around with the tail wagging the dog.
Exactly. Well, Danielle, how do we reconcile this easing that we went through? You referred to it a moment ago. What did we have? Something like $6, $7 trillion of paper money out there. That has to be absorbed somewhere, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Look, people are always asking you, golly, what's the way out? And my answer is, I'm sorry. I don't want to rain on your parade, but we're going to have to let the business cycle go back to being cyclical. We're going to have to let companies that are among the walking wounded go out of business and make way for new healthy entrants, make way for entrepreneurship to come back in this country and for small business formation to increase again. That's the optimism. That's the hope. That's what created the election results to begin with. We call it creative destruction.
Right. Well, Danielle, are we going to end up in a situation where Donald Trump takes us three steps forward, but because of our past sins, we may go three or four back?
We'll have to wait and see. I mean, I'm hoping we can have a plain vanilla recession. Remember, Ronald Reagan had one at the beginning of his term. Fairly.
Exactly.
Right. I'm hoping
Well, Danielle, we're out of time, but thank you again. We got to have you back, and we'll talk more about Fed Up.
No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the